Hi there, welcome to Soul Candy, the candy for your soul. And we're back from beautiful Maui. And I hope we get to go back to Maui again sometime because that was so much fun. So yesterday I was getting my avocado sandwich from this sandwich shop. And I wanted some lemonade because, you know, lemonade sounds refreshing. And I'm going up to the fountain drink machine, and I look at the lemonade. And a picture of this is on the Soul Candy Instagram, so just go at Soul Candy Podcast on Instagram if you want to see the picture of this thing. On the juice, it said 0% juice, contains 0% juice. And that's not lemonade. And it doesn't contain any lemons in it. And that, I'm never drinking that lemonade again. And that gave me the idea to do this Soul Candy on health. Because apparently, in America at least, we aren't very conscious of our health because we are making lemonade with 0% juice in it. And that's not lemonade. And I only want real lemonade. That's all I'm asking for. If someone out there listens to this and creates real lemonade, I will be so happy because that was disgusting. And I poured out that fake lemonade right then and there. I only had like an ounce in the cup, and I poured it out, and I got some water. Because water is better than fake lemonade. So yesterday, I saw an older gentleman on 60 Minutes, and what I really like about him is that he's 81 years old. He has absolutely no scientific background or scientific training whatsoever, and he made a fuel that's made from plants, and it's a sustainable fuel, and it can just go in the average gasoline car right now. It's ready. You can just put it into the pumps that are already at the gas stations, and it's gonna hopefully be ready in spring, he said. And I'm so happy that that's happening because he's an older gentleman, which means that he was alive at the, like, earlier stages of the Industrial Revolution. And what a lot of people are saying, at least on the internet now, is that, well, this generation just gave us the problems, just gave our generation these problems and left us to fix it. But this dude is a member. His name is Marshall. Let me see. Let me double check. His name is Marshall Medoff. And he was a member of that generation, and he's actually cleaning up his own problems. And he's so inventive, and he doesn't even have a scientific background. And that's just so amazing to me. And I'm so excited for this fuel to come out, because then that will leave us with one less problem in the fight against global warming. So I'm not sure if I'm going to do the, like, candy for your soul to come for this one, because I have the longest podcast agenda that I've ever had, and for the first section, I'm going to be talking about some basic health stuff and, like, what is wrong. That's going to be the more negative section, so you might hear me talking a little bit more fast because I don't like to be really negative when it's not needed, but I feel like people have to know about this because if no one is healthy, then how are we gonna change the world, right? And then we're gonna have a time for our sponsor, our lovely sponsor, and then I'm gonna be talking about sort of the basics of nutrition and that stuff. So I, as a little disclaimer, I myself do not eat meat, but I am not telling you what to or what not to eat. this is completely your choice, and it's your choice if you choose to follow this guidance or not. And I'm also not associated with PETA whatsoever, just saying. So let's just go right into it after that's out of the way. So if the food that you are eating has been abused or it has not been treated kindly, then all of that adrenaline, all of that sadness will go from its body of consciousness as its body of consciousness becomes part of your body of consciousness. All that adrenaline and all that sadness is going to go into you. So the same thing even goes for vegetables and non, quote-unquote, animals. But, I mean, plants are still alive. So I'd consider plants like animals. And when this becomes part of you, it can cause you to be sad because those animals and those plants have been, like, tortured. The poor plant. That broccoli, though. The broccoli. Jokes aside, you gotta be careful about what you're putting into your body, and you have to know how these things were treated. So, like, a good way I'd tell would be, like, organic, non-GMO, and the food groups. There are many different food groups. So, for example, there are processed sugars, fats, and the sugars, the fats, and the salts are not food groups. I'm only going to really be talking about the processed food group for this thing. But if you ever want to hear more about this nutrition sort of thing, you can message me on Instagram. And if you think that this is important for people to know about, then share it with people. And also give us a 5-star review and while you're at it. And what does processed food even really mean? Well, it means altered in some way. And if someone, takes cherries and cans them, like we do sometimes in my family, then that is technically processed, but we're going to be talking about more the processed foods that Americans make up most of their diet with. So in the grocery store, like hot dogs and stuff. And these foods can actually be addictive because of the dopamine release that happens in your brain. And dopamine, if you didn't know, is like the happy chemical hormone in your brain. And that's what makes you happy when you get a dopamine release. And that is often because of sugar. And evolutionarily, that is a very smart choice by evolution, if we're going to be talking about evolution as a person. But not in this day and age where we have this processed sugar. Because when sugar is naturally in something, like an orange or an apple, it's almost always not poisonous. So evolutionarily, when we eat these things, we'd get a dopamine like pulse in our brain in order to show us, hey, you're doing good, you're not poisoned and dead right now. But now that we have this processed sugar that's so refined, we get the dopamine release in our brain and then we want more. And that's actually how addictions work. When you take this addiction, this addictive substance, it releases dopamine in your brain, and then you become addicted to that happy dopamine feeling. And the average American eats 80 to 150 grams per day of sugar, and the recommended amount of sugar per day is 20 to 40 grams. And some people even say that that's too much. And most of this actually comes from sodas, soft drinks, same thing. Some people call it pop. And just don't eat soda, I'd say. Just don't drink it. I only usually drink soda every once a month, maybe once every 2 months sometimes, but I really try and stay away from the soda because it's not good at all for me. And once my science teacher put the average amount of sugar that an American eats in a day in a bag, and he showed it to us. And then he showed us another bag, and he's like, this is what you're supposed to be eating. And it was so different. It was like, maybe like an inch of sugar in the bag for what we're supposed to be eating. And then maybe like 5 inches of what we actually are eating. And I've eaten way less sugar ever since. And let's talk about fats. Fats are actually not incredibly bad for you. It's just as long as you don't get the trans fats and all of that stuff. But like natural fats, like the fats from an avocado, for example, are good for you. And there's this funny cartoon about one avocado running away from another avocado crying because one avocado called it fat. And then the avocado that it's running away from is like, wait, I called you the good kind of fat. And I laughed at that one because it's funny. So let's talk about salt. So an excess amount of salt can get you dehydrated, and it actually releases a stress hormone in your brain, and no one likes to be stressed. No one likes to be stressed. And 77% of salt comes from processed food, and it's often added for storage purposes, like for the shelf life. And I think they should have just left it at its natural shelf life because it's making people stressed out, and no one likes to be stressed. So there are different types of meats. So there's red meat, white meat, processed meat, and then organic meat. Let's say that red and white meat are pretty much neutral on this scale. They're not going to do anything bad for you, but they're not going to do anything overly good for you. The white meat is typically a little bit healthier for you than the red meat, but it's not going to really do much. Over time, if you eat excess amounts of those meats, then it can not do, like, not good stuff to your body. But what I'd say you'd want to stay away from would be the processed meat. And it's classified by the FDA as a carcinogen, which means it causes cancer. So if you are going to eat some processed meat, I'd say maybe, like, once a week at most. So that would be, like, one hamburger or hot dog a week. And I'm not saying don't eat meat at all. I'm just simply saying be more conscious about what you're putting into your body. And then organic meat is ideal. I'd say don't eat a lot of meat altogether because, I mean, when you're not eating meat, you're saving an animal's life. But if you are gonna eat meat, I'd say eat mostly organic meat because organic meat is organic. That means it doesn't have growth hormones in it and it's not genetically modified. And also you could look for like a grass-fed sticker on it, which means it was fed its natural source of food and not oats, which most farms feed their cattle. And organic meat is really the best. In Whole Foods, actually, they have this meter, and you can see how well your animal was treated. So you can sort of like gauge how well the animal that you're putting into your body was treated, and that's a really easy way to see how good the body of consciousness that you're putting into your body is going to make you be. So I'd say if you're going to eat meat, aim for like the higher levels on that. if you shop at Whole Foods, though. But I know Whole Foods is really expensive. So now a short message for from our sponsor, and then we're going to get into the positive stuff. Thank you. Alrighty, so now that we're back from the sponsor, let's talk about my favorite part, which is the positive things. And let me tell you about how we can change this. You've heard all of the things that are going on, and now I'm going to tell you how you could change this in order to live a more healthy and more happy life. So a lot of people are like, ugh, well, I mean, these vegetarians and these vegans and these healthy eaters, I mean, they don't get big muscles like these, and I mean, they're not healthy. I mean, don't have much protein in them. Well, let me tell you about some vegetables and plants that are very high in protein. So you got beans are really good, high in protein. Nuts, tofu's not really a plant, but tofu's a food that's very high in protein. And then seeds are also really good. And some, like, parts of foods and some things that are more abundant in foods, foods that are more in abundant with these things, will definitely boost you up some levels on the health video game. So a bunch of fibers in foods is actually, I think, one of the healthiest things that you can have. And fibers have a lot of nutrients, and they're really good for you because they have a complex structure. And what I mean by that is, down on the molecular scale, they're very complex little clusters, and they actually aren't processed down in the body. They actually coat the inside of the body, and they make it easier for your body to, like, receive nutrition, and they're really also packed with a lot of nutrients. And those same people might also say, well, I mean, hasn't the human brain, like, you know, evolved to, like, grow bigger because of, well, I mean, you know, like, meat-based proteins and stuff like that?
Well, actually, if you're like into meat and stuff and you like to eat these things, then go ahead. That's your choice, not mine. I'm not compelling you to do any of this if you don't want to. On Radley Valentine's book, he actually shows an exercise, which is to interview your body, and I think you should do that and decide what you should do and where you should go on, like, your health journey. But to answer your question, well, no, the brain actually runs mostly on glucose, not protein. And scientists actually say that cooking would probably be the probable cause of this and of why our brain grew bigger. And about 10 to 35% of the foods in your diet should have, like, high protein in them. So gather up all your beans, gather up all the avocados, gather up all the seeds, all the tofu, and all the nuts for 10 to 35% of your diet. And everything in your diet is essential to be there. All of these things, all of the sugar, the meat, well, not actually the meat, because, I mean, I'm surviving without meat. My doctor has been vegetarian for most of his life, and he's doing mighty fine and dandy. You don't need meat. Everything is essential, all of the salts, the fats, and the sugars, except for, like, the exceptions of meat and stuff. And most these things are essential in your diet, so you should incorporate them. You shouldn't go, like, completely salt-free in your diet. You shouldn't go completely fat-free in your diet. I think some people do go completely sugar-free in their diet, but if you can do that if you like. You'd probably have to do some more research on that before you do it, though. And all of the, you have to find a balance in your life. In your diet, there needs to be a balance between, like, the processed foods and the meats. Well, if you're gonna eat meat, the salts and the fats. And you have to find a balance that is healthy for you and your body of consciousness. And if you're going to eat meat, so when I go to, like, a coastal area, like Hawaii or Oregon, then I will do, like, sometimes do pescatarian for, like, a week there, because I know exactly where that fish came from the ocean, and I know that the fish was wild, so I don't have to risk the fish being abused, because, well, the fish was caught in the ocean naturally, and it lived out its life, and, I mean, it was kind of its choice to swim into that fish net or take that bait. And, but if you're going to do this, I would highly suggest, if you're going to eat meat, to thank your food. And what I'd usually say when I'm doing pescatarian there is, I thank Mother Earth for letting me have this amazing meal and giving it to me, and I thank you, the fish, for becoming part of, for letting your body of consciousness become part of my body of consciousness. Thank you. So I'd usually do that sort of prayer before I eat any sort of fish, but I don't do beef. I don't eat beef at all. And you have to achieve this balance, and you can make up your own diet, but I highly, highly recommend that you go and do some research on this. The FDA is a great reliable source. The Heart Association is a great reliable source. But thank you, and that was the candy for your soul.